Good morning. You're listening to Heartbeat Radio for Women. I'm Mary McBride. Joining me this morning, Angie Cox of YouLookFab.com. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning, Mary. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining me today. First things first, tell us a little about YouLookFab.com.
Well, YouLookFab is a vibrant online community of women who like to throw around the topic of fashion and style. There's a really lively forum where people can post outfit pictures and receive supportive feedback. Then there's also the blog part of the site where I publish all sorts of practical and tangible information like outfit formulas and trends, where to shop and how to dress your body type. And then there's also a YouLookFab store which is stocked with items that I handpick and have been road tested by my clientele. I'm a fashion stylist, so I have clientele that I work with on a one-to-one basis, and when I think they're winners in the market, I like to pop them in the store so that everyone can hear about them, and then it makes shopping so much easier.
How did you get into fashion? Were you the four-year-old walking around with the matching shoes and the matching purse?
Well, it's interesting. I grew up with an extremely stylish mom, but you know, before I went to university, all I ever wanted to be was a fashion buyer. But in those days, which is going back to the 80s, you couldn't study fashion and get a degree. So I studied psychology, and after all my psychology stuff, I still decided I wanted to be a fashion buyer. So I went back to fashion school, and I got a fashion design degree, and then from there, I started off as a junior designer, and then I worked myself up to junior buyer, and then I became a specialist buyer, and then a fashion consultant, and now I'm a fashion stylist. So that's a whole long haul of 19 years of eat, sleep, drink fashion, and I still love it, and I guess I'm just really lucky that I get to earn money with something I'm very passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know about the four-year-old thing, but it's definitely been a passion for a really long time.
Well, and how did you get hooked up with YouLookFab.com?
Well, it's interesting. We were living in France before we came to America, and then my husband, Greg, who is co-founder of YouLookFab.com, he was recruited from Paris for Microsoft. So we came to Seattle, and I had to wait a while to get my work permit, so I hooked up with Dress for Success, which is a nonprofit organization, and I did lots of dressing. I worked as a personal dresser there. And then one day when we were coming off a flight from New York, Greg said to me, you know, Angie, you have all this information in your head about fashion, so many years of experience, you should start a blog. So then I said to him, okay, what's a blog? And then from there, he set up the blog in 2006, which is how YouLookFab started. And then from there, it just grew almost 5 years later to this really bustling, vibrant online community. I mean, I can barely believe it. Just last year, we surpassed the 1 million page views per month. So anyway, it just goes to show that if you love to do something and you're passionate about it and you keep at it, you know, you will achieve success, I guess. So that's how it happened, Mary.
Wow, that's incredible. So let's help our listeners out with some of your fashion advice that you have in your head. I know spring is finally just about here and summer's right around the corner. So let's talk about some quick ways we can update our wardrobe.
Okay, well, hopefully it, you know, we'll get this snow off the ground and this ice off the ground, and we'll be able to sport spring soon. This season is all about 70s influences. Spring is a season of contrast, so we've got all sorts of opposing silhouettes at play. We've got flared pants and skinny pants, and then we've got lots of great neutrals like tan and white, which are working together with really bright colors like tomato red and citron and lavender purple and coral and emerald and turquoise. So black is not really a color for spring, although, you know, hardly any of us can survive without black in some form. So no worries if you still like to wear black. I guess if I had to boil it down to five key pieces in which you could update your wardrobe for spring 2011, it would definitely be flared jeans. It's very much a blousey season, so think pussy bows and smocking and bat wings and empire cuts and embroidery and crochet, bell sleeves and neckties. and something striped, definitely. You know, stripes are, and when we think of stripes, we think of just a striped T-shirt, but there's so many ways in which one can interpret stripes: striped handbags, striped blouses, striped shorts, striped trousers, striped jackets even, striped shoes. So think out of the box when it comes to stripe. Then there's the wedged sandal, which is really, really easy. We all like to wear wedges because they're so stable. Then if you like low heels, the low-heeled slingback is making a big appearance this season, something I really like because I love to wear low heels. And then there's lots of fit and flare dresses and welcoming back longer hemlines, which is something I'm also really happy about, the midi skirt. We've had like 4 or 5 years of really short skirts, and I think our taller girls will be especially happy with the longer hemlines.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
I know. So that's probably the top five ways you can really update your wardrobe easily. And then think white. You know, anything sort of white makes things feel so spring and summery and fresh.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I was getting in the car and heading to the mall and I could only buy one new piece of clothing for my wardrobe, what should I buy?
Well, that would depend. If you like to wear jeans, I would say a pair of flared jeans, and Gap's Long and Leans are like the perfect example of a pair of jeans that aren't too flared, but they, you know, they flare out sort of enough and give you that 70s feeling. But if you don't like to wear jeans and you prefer to wear slacks and skirts, I would say a blouse. Get yourself a sweet little 70s blouse and pop a camisole underneath if it's too sheer, and just feel really pretty and feminine for spring.
Wonderful. Angie, such great information. And all of our listeners can get all of this wonderful information at youlookfab.com.
Right. That's right, Mary.
Wow. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, you're welcome, Mary. Thanks for having me. Have a super day.
Thank you. Same to you. Stay tuned. You're listening to Heartbeat Radio for Women.